In recent times, several media reports have exposed rape and defilement cases in various parts of the country, involving adults and teenage girls and even children. Following these reports, members of the public have expressed grave concern about the menace looking at the age difference between the victims and the accused. While measures are being taken to address the situation by various groups, including the Domestic Violence and Victim Support Unit of the Ghana Police Service, the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Child Rights International, an NGO, and civil society organizations and the judiciary, the trending news about a school teacher who was captured on video having sex with a senior high school SHS student popped up. The leaked sex tape showing Robert Sepe, the head teacher of Idumama District's Assembly DA Basic School, and the 19-year-old final year student of Odobeng Senior High School in the Sukuma Odobeng Bakwa District of the Central Region, has caused an uproar compelling the Ghana Education Service to take swift action. Indeed, a two-member committee was set up to thoroughly investigate the matter. There are reports that the GES has terminated the appointment of the head teacher. The issue is not the current age of the female student, but the fact that they were in a relationship when the girl was in the Idumama DA Junior High School JHS, where Sepe was the head teacher. Clearly, the young JHS student at the time they were lovebirds must have been between the ages of 13 and 16 years, and therefore any sexual relations amounted to defilement. One therefore finds it strange and worrying to hear the General Secretary of the Ghana National Association of Teachers, NAT, David Ofori Champong, who in a reaction claimed that the girl was actually 20 years old, as if the issue is about the age of the girl. Additionally, he claimed that he and Nat had found that the girl was from a different school. As if that is not enough, the General Secretary, justifying the relationship and act, concluded that the teacher was being framed up by a jealous lover who felt jilted by the beautiful lady that was having sex with the head teacher. The issue, if the Nat General Secretary was truly listening, is that the girl is a vulnerable ward of a parent under the care of school authorities, and who should therefore be protected from abuse of any form and not exploited by the ones supposed to protect her, period. In the legal opinion of the NAT scribe, and I quote, the headmaster had not had sex with an underage person. He has not raped any person. He has not entered into a love relationship with anyone in his school, and he has not circulated any pornographic material, unquote. The NAT General Secretary ignores the video showing the naked body of a schoolgirl on a kitchen stool, not even a decent bed, taking the heat from a school head who is paid a salary to protect and guard his students and to train them to be useful citizens. As a General Secretary of the Premier Teachers Union in Ghana, he should have known that, under sexual offences of the GES Ethics and Code of Conduct, it is stated that, and I quote, no teacher shall indulge in any immoral relationship with a pupil or student in his own school or in any educational institution where he performs any official duties, unquote. It also states that, and I quote, no teacher shall indulge in immoral relations with any pupil or student in any educational institution. This may result in disciplinary procedures being taken against the offender, unquote. Teachers are supposed to be the custodians of children when they report at school and are expected to play the role of parents. In that regard, they are to resist any temptation of having immoral relations with any pupil or student. It is the hope of all that the GES will make a public example of this disgraceful head teacher of Idumama DA Basic School and ensure that the existing code of ethics and conducts for teachers are not compromised by educated sadists.
News commentary examines immoral relationships between teachers and students and the need for teachers to protect pupils and students in their care. The script was by Dan Osmanwin, Head of Public Relations, Ministry of Education, and presented by Selike Makolache Apalu.